I'm Marco Werman, and you're with The World. For the last couple of days here on the show, you've been hearing stories of kids whose health is being affected by climate change and the growing number of extreme weather events. Millions of kids around the world are facing huge challenges from a crisis they had no role in creating. But kids aren't just victims of climate change. They're also getting involved in the fight against it. That's why we're meeting some of them this week. Kids who are learning about climate change and taking action however they can. Today from our Livable Planet desk, reporter Tipa Fernandez introduces us to a group of high school students on the Galapagos Islands off the coast of Ecuador.
Have you ever heard a giant land tortoise breathe? It was a first for these teens too, even though they've lived their entire lives right here in the famous Enchanted Islands, where tortoises roam quite freely. They're students from Casares High School on the island of Santa Cruz, but this week they're up in the highlands on a project with an NGO called EPI, Ecology Project International, learning how to track, weigh and count tortoises. That beep was a tiny machine registering that this tortoise has never been tracked before. No tiny little chip in him. So the students, under the careful watch of a national park ranger, will implant one. EPI scientist Maria Fernanda Ceballos goes over the procedure. It's no academic exercise. Her colleague, Andres Holguin, asked the students why it's important to study tortoise ecology. So they don't become extinct, says 16-year-old Sissy Sanchez-Barron. And while there are lots of threats to the giant Galapagos tortoise species, the changing climate is a big one, she says.
Last year was a terrible catastrophe. There was a drought and all the grasses, they dried up.
She's right, says National Park Ranger Roberto Jimenez.
The fields have been so dry, it was almost a whole year without food for the tortoises, and they lost a lot of weight.
These kids are amazing.
Andres Holguin has led classes like this in the Galapagos for years.
They come here, they learn about so many threats to the environments, and then at the end of the course, they have this change in behavior, in attitude that is just, it gives me hope.
Okay, so that was when they were all hanging out with the tortoises up in the highlands, camping out, having a real natural world adventure. But how does their eco-consciousness last back in the real world? A couple weeks later, I visited the students at school. They were all formally dressed in their tunics, but seemed so different from the serious teenagers out in the forest with the tortoises. They're loud,
Madrina.
Flirtatious, vying for each other's attention.
A ver, chicos, tomen asiento. Buenos días.
Science teacher Martha Naranjo Criollo settles her class.
¿Qué es el cambio climático para ustedes? ¿Qué entienden por esa palabra?
And then she launches right in, reviewing the theme of climate change, pushing for what the students know. Varying temperatures, says one. The students are a week into a project on gases like CO2. Right now, they're using vinegar, baking soda, and balloons to see how chemical reactions can produce gases. After 6 days, the balloons have inflated. Criollo asks her students why they think it happened. It's the gases, they say, and it's kind of an aha moment for the students. Criollo makes the link to greenhouse gases and what can happen when they escape into the atmosphere. And it's recess time. It's now been 2 weeks since some of these students were up in the highlands doing their tortoise conservation work. And back in the schoolyard, they're plotting. Remember 16-year-old Sissy Sanchez? She's telling her friends that to get the authorities to take them seriously, they should become an official club. Another student says they should also try to get the National Park and the Charles Darwin Foundation to support them. It's not a far-fetched idea. Students here have regular contact with the Galapagos National Park officials.
Hola.
People like Jonathan Romero, who runs the park's educational programs. Romero says the education work they do in schools has recently taken on a new focus. They now pay a lot more attention to climate change. And they start young. 4 and 5-year-olds get basic climate education too, Romero says. Park educators take students up to the highlands and even out to the volcanoes to see how the landscape has changed. Definitely way cooler than sitting at a desk all day. And it really does seem to be taking hold. Just before I left the Galapagos, I went to Tortuga Bay on Santa Cruz Island and found some youth hard at work. It's a 45-minute hike from the nearest parking lot. By the time you reach the ocean, you're ready to leap right in. Tourists and locals alike make good use of this beach. But amidst the bikinis and beach balls, there's a group of teens hard at work. 17-year-old Camila Leon is on her tippy toes trying to tie a piece of string to a pole wedged into the sand. She's midway through a year-long study of beach erosion.
La metodología de esto es ubicar...
She's learning under the guidance of Ecology Project International trainers and national park experts. They stick a pole in the sand, tie a string to it, and take it up the beach to the sand dune, and then measure.
29 metros.
Helping her is Alberto Proaño, a marine technician who's been doing this sand level analysis for years, mostly for one main reason.
Los nidos que ya están puestos.
Turtle nests. If there is less sand, the turtles can't bury their eggs. And fewer eggs over time can be a straight line to extinction. Climate change is causing sea levels to rise and make storms more intense. That means more coastal erosion worldwide. And maybe even right here at Tortuga Bay.
Well, it's normal that the sand levels change, but these last few years the changes have been really abrupt.
Proaño says that in previous decades, natural cycles took away the sand and brought it back. But these last few years, it's just been decreasing. Today, Camila notes a change in the level of the sand at the dune. Her careful measurements will be entered into a database, which will help the national park get a fix on what's going on this beach. And after 6 months of collecting data here, she's pretty sure she sees a trend. I think the beach is eroding, she tells me. It can't be easy to see this, especially for someone so young, who grew up on these islands. But Camila says she's planning to keep working on the beach project because the turtles are worth it.
I've always liked and been fascinated by these animals because they have survived so long through the ages. But there's just a lot less of them because they're in danger of extinction.
Camila knows that she and her schoolmates didn't cause the climate change that's threatening the turtles' habitat. But she's serious about wanting to fight its impacts and be part of a solution. And it's a determination that's taking hold among other young people here on one of nature's most spectacular creations. For the world, Deepa Fernandez, the Galapagos Islands.
Deepa's reporting was supported by the Atlas Family Foundation. Tomorrow she heads to Florida to meet a 10-year-old who's suing the U.S. government over climate change. Catch the whole series on Kids and Climate at PRI.org.